I got final permission to talk about a scrimmage game we're going to be playing.
Well, I was going to ask if we could approach that and talk about it a little bit.
Yeah, we're looking at November 11th. That's what we're looking at, going to Fredonia mm-hmm. and playing a throwback game. From what I understand, they're going to get us in Crittenden County uniforms. We're going to be representing Fredonia, and they were the Yellow Jackets.
Yellow Jackets,
and then Crittenden County is going to represent the
Francis Bulldogs,
yes. Right. So we're going to play a scrimmage, and Matt and I will get together and see how we're going to format that, how we're going to play, because I'll have a lot of kids playing football. Mm-hmm. But it's going to be a big-time PR thing. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yep. See, Fredonia and Francis were big rivals back in the day.
Yeah, and we're going to be recognizing. And I'm not from here. I've been here a while, but I love the people from here. It's going to be so great to recognize some of these older gentlemen who played for those teams. They're going to recognize them on the court. It's going to be a big time.
A lot of people probably don't remember this anymore. It was back in the 40s, but George Hart was a big standout guard at Francis. When he graduated, he was the nation's all-time leading scorer.
From Fredonia.
From Francis.
Francis, wow.
So now, that was a long time ago, and he's been passed a few times since then, but, you know, that's a pretty big deal.
Yes, it is.
But Fredonia and Francis are pretty close, and that was always a big community rivalry back in the day, and sometimes I think we get away from that a little bit today because all the consolidation, and you don't have every community with their little school. But
you know, old gyms, you know, and they've done some work on this gym, but old gyms are exciting to me.
Yeah.
We're
going to
play a game at Butler this year, and they're just exciting. They pack the house. They're right down on you, and it's noise is incredible, and the atmosphere, if it don't get you fired up, nothing will.
How will we fit everybody in the Fredonia gym?
I don't know. That's a good question. I'll leave that to the minister down there.
Chuck, is there any change in strategy when you go down there and play on a short court like that?
Well, you know, we're athletic. We're going to be able to get up and down the court, but we want to make sure that we put a good show on for the fans, and that's the key. We'll do whatever we have. It's a scrimmage. It's going to count as one of our scrimmages. So we do want to run some of our stuff and work on some things to get ready. At the same time, we want it to be a good show for the community.
But I know they've done a lot of work down there, put
new
scoreboard up and new rims and painted the floor, so it's going to be nice.